Well, hello and welcome to the first ever Sales Goalkeeper Products podcast. For those of you that don't know me, my name's Adam Sales and I'm the founder of the Sales Goalkeeper Products brand. I think I should level with you up front today that it wasn't my intention to be recording a podcast. We had loosely set up some plans for the latter part of 2020 and to provide podcasts with material around goalkeepers and the goalkeeping world. But given the current status quo and the lockdown situation that we're all abiding by, I thought it would be nice to provide the goalkeeping fraternity with a little light relief in the shape of some quiz questions that they might rather enjoy to answer over a couple of hours. Those of you that may know me will know I share a passion for all things goalkeeping, but not only that. Trivia and everything associated with it. So I thought, why not put on the ultimate goalkeeper quiz for all those sitting at home and wanting to exercise a little grey matter. On that note, I hope all of you are pretty well and following the guidelines set out so we can all return to normal and don the gloves again very, very soon. I should say don the sales gloves again very, very soon. But as we're staying at home, I'm here with Arnold the dog. I'm pretty confident, having arrived from Romania 5 months ago, he's not going to be able to disrupt the quiz or throw out too many answers. That said, I think there are one or two questions that relate to a goalkeeper and team from his homeland somewhere along the way in the quiz, but I won't give you too many hints at this point. So, without further ado, if you are that goalkeeping geek who can't don the anorak currently, grab yourself a pen and paper, somewhere quiet, a comfortable chair, and get ready for what is a fiendishly difficult goalkeeping quiz. You might want to hit the pause buttons in between the rounds to give yourself a little more time, extra thinking time, because there are some real tough questions in here, one or two real tricky ones that will need a little thinking out and perhaps scribbling down as you go. There's nothing at stake, just a good time, so no need to Google in between the questions if you don't know the answers. It's just for your pure enjoyment, although, you know, I'd love to hear how you got on and what you thought of the quiz via the brand's Twitter, Instagram or Facebook accounts once you've played. And if you do enjoy it, you never know, it might become a more regular occurrence during these unprecedented times. So for the quiz, there are 100 points at stake. I'll let you know how many points relate to each question and what they're worth as we run through. And I'll give you all of the answers at the end of each round after a short break. So ensure you're sitting comfortably, your anorak is well and truly hung up in the cupboard, you have a pen and paper, well, more than one piece of paper. Some of these rounds are quite extensive and you'll need to do a lot of scribbling, so a few sheets of paper and a pen and we'll get ready to play the ultimate goalkeeping quiz. Enjoy yourselves and best of luck to all of you taking part. Here we go. Seconds out, round one. Okay, so the first round, ladies and gents, is going to be 10 questions on Premier League goalkeepers past and present. That's Premier League goalkeepers past and present. So since the inception of the Premier League, there's going to be 10 questions all around goalkeepers, moments and such like from that period. So here's your big starter for 7 points. Question one, 1 point for each answer. And I want you to name the 7 goalkeepers with the most Premier League appearances. So that's the 7 goalkeepers that currently have the most Premier League appearances. Not as straightforward as you might think. One or two surprises in there for me, that's for sure. Give yourself a little bit of thinking time. You might want to hit the pause button to scribble a few of the names down and maybe channel it down into one or two that you might be a little 50-50 around. Okay, so question two, Premier League goalkeepers past and present. Which current Premier League goalkeeper spent the first part of the 2013-14 season on loan with Yeovil Town before joining his current club in January 2014? I'll repeat that again. Which current Premier League goalkeeper spent the first part of the 2013-14 season on loan with Yeovil Town before joining his current club in January 2014? 1 point at stake for the answer there. Okay, question three. In the 2010-11 season, Blackpool used three goalkeepers in their Premier League campaign. Can you name all three? So Ian Holloway selected three goalkeepers during Blackpool's one and only Premier League season, 2010-11. Three goalkeepers were used, 1 point for each of the three. So 3 points at stake. I'm looking for three names. Again, you might want to pause and use a little thinking time here. Okay, question four. Which Premier League goalkeeper made 93 appearances after initially coming to the UK in 2002 with just two appearances to his name in his homeland? I'll read the question again and listen carefully. Which Premier League goalkeeper made 93 appearances after initially coming to the UK in 2002 with just two appearances to his name in his homeland? That's a tricky one. But think about what I said. I said the UK, I didn't say England, and I didn't say the Premier League. So that might help you a little in trying to figure that one out. Here's question five. Can you name the German goalkeeper who made 9 appearances for Barnsley in their one and only Premier League season in 1997-98? So Barnsley goalkeeper, season 97-98, 9 appearances, German. What's his name? I think I'm right in saying that he wrote a book that may be in my collection on the bookshelves in my office, and hopefully you'll be able to identify him. Okay, question six, another tricky one. Which goalkeeper has made the most appearances for Queen's Park Rangers in the Premier League? Which goalkeeper has made the most appearances for Queen's Park Rangers in the Premier League? Again, it's a tricky one. Question seven. Again, a tricky one, but with 20 Premier League goalkeeper coaches, you may have a chance to narrow this one down quite quickly. The question is, which current Premier League goalkeeper coach made one appearance for the club that currently employs him? I'll repeat the question. Which current Premier League goalkeeper coach made one appearance for the club that currently employs him? Okay, question number eight. In the season 1993-94, Swindon Town fielded 4 goalkeepers in the Premier League. Can you name the 4 goalkeepers? 4 points at stake, 1 point for each goalkeeper. I'll give you that one again. In the season 1993-94, Swindon Town fielded 4 goalkeepers in the Premier League. I want you to name them, 1 point for each. Question nine, in the Premier League goalkeepers past and present round. Which current Scottish Premiership goalkeeper made one appearance for Cardiff City in the 2013-14 season? Which current Scottish Premier League goalkeeper made one appearance for Cardiff City in the 2013-14 season? A little bit of a test of your knowledge of goalkeepers north of the border currently there, and that should lead you to the correct answer. The final question in this round, number 10. before we'll pause and I'll give you the answers to all of the 10 questions. The final question is this. Which Premier League goalkeeper coach played for Charlton Athletic against the club that currently employs him in a game that saw them relegated on the final day of the 2004-05 season? Once more, which Premier League goalkeeper coach played for Charlton Athletic against the club that currently employs him in a game that saw them relegated on the final day of the 2004-05 season? So there's your first 10 questions, and they're not easy ones. So I hope you're enjoying it thus far and employing that grey matter as suggested. So hit the pause button, give yourself a minute or two, and then we'll be back with the answers. Okay, in the words of the great Kenny Craig, for the Little Britain followers, 3, 2, 1, and I'm back in the room. And here come the answers to the opening 10 questions. So question 1 was the starter for the big 7 points. Name the 7 goalkeepers with the most Premier League appearances. 1 point if you answered David James. 1 point if you gave the answer Mark Schwarzer. 1 point if your list included Shea Given. 1 point if you remembered Brad Friedel. 1 point, and you couldn't have missed this one surely, if you wrote down the name Peter Cech, or Petr Cech, I should say. 1 point if you remembered Jussi Jaskalainen. And the final name on the list, in order for you to get the next point, would have been Tim Howard of Manchester United and Everton. Tough start, that one. I hope you did okay. So question 2. Which current Premier League goalkeeper spent the first part of the 2013-14 season on loan with Yeovil Town before joining his current club in January 2014? There was 1 point at stake, and you earned yourself 1 point if you wrote down the name Wayne Hennessy, who joined Crystal Palace from Wolverhampton Wanderers, signed by Tony Pulis, following a spell on loan at Yeovil Town in the early part of that season. Question 3. In the 2010-11 season, Blackpool used 3 goalkeepers in their Premier League campaign. Can you name all 3? Toughy this. 1 point if you got Matt Gilkes. I think you probably did. 1 point if you got Richard Kingson. If you could remember that, congratulations. And a big pat on the back if you wrote down the name Paul Rahubka for the third goalkeeper. So Gilkes, Kingson, Rahubka, a point for each. Tough question, that. Tough question. Question 4. Which Premier League goalkeeper made 93 appearances after initially coming on loan to the UK in 2002 with just 2 appearances to his name in his homeland? Remember, I asked you to think about the UK element. I didn't say England. I didn't say Premier League. And the answer was Julian Speroni. If you wrote down the name Julian Speroni, who joined Dundee from Platense in his homeland before joining Crystal Palace in 2004, then you've earned yourself 1 point. Okay, question 5 was, could you name the German goalkeeper who made 9 appearances for Barnsley in their one and only Premier League season of 1997-98? The answer for 1 point was Lars Lieser. Lars Lieser is the answer. Don't worry if you didn't spell it correctly. I can't see your papers, so I'm not judging you. Although I do judge people generally on their spelling, so just a warning for those of you that text me. Number 6. Which goalkeeper has made the most appearances in the Premier League for Queen's Park Rangers? Few names to consider there. You might have thought of the name Robert Green or Julio Cesar, but the answer to the question was Tony Roberts, the Welsh international and much respected goalkeeping coach. Tony Roberts for 1 point. Okay, Number seven, another tricky one. Which current Premier League goalkeeper coach made one appearance for the club that currently employs him? The club in question was Aston Villa, and you earned yourself 1 point if you wrote down the name Neil Cutler. Neil Cutler for 1 point. Congratulations if you pulled that one out of the bag. Good answer. Number eight, possibly the toughest question of the round, I think. In the 1993-94 season, Swindon Town fielded four goalkeepers in the Premier League. I asked you to name them. 1 point for Fraser Digby. 1 point for Nicky Hammond, who's gone on to become a much respected director of football at Reading and West Bromwich Albion and Celtic. 1 point for Paul Hild. And 1 point, and a really, really hard-earned 1 point, if you wrote down the name John Sheffield. In fact, if you wrote down the names Paul Hild and John Sheffield, I am tipping my hat to you as we speak, or as I speak and you listen, I should say. Okay, question nine. If you're still with me and you're still awake, which current Scottish Premiership goalkeeper made one appearance for Cardiff City in the 2013-14 season? David Marshall was the number one that year at Cardiff and made 37 appearances. The one additional appearance was made by the current Aberdeen goalkeeper, Joe Lewis. 1 point for Joe Lewis. So, last question of round one. Premier League goalkeepers past and present. It's not so difficult, I don't think, for those that know. Which Premier League goalkeeper coach played for Charlton Athletic against the club that currently employs him in a game that saw them relegated on the final day of the 2004-05 season? So if you could cast your mind back to Charlton's Premier League years, I think one goalkeeping name would stand out above all the others. And that name was Dean Kiely, who is now employed as the goalkeeper coach of Crystal Palace. So 1 point if you answered Dean Kiely. So how did you do? First round over, first 10 questions, another, well, 60 to go of sorts. So 21 points at stake in the first round. Hope you did okay. And we'll pause for a second and then we'll go into round two. Okay, welcome back to round two. Round two is named Who Am I? So I'm going to give you a series of clues relating to a former goalkeeper and current goalkeeping coach. And you're going to get 5 points if you write down the correct name on the first clue. 4 points on the second. 3 points if you put down the correct name after the third clue. 2 points if you identify the person concerned on the fourth clue. And 1 point if you need all five clues in which to identify the current goalkeeper coach and former goalkeeper. One additional rule in this round is that if you write a name down and you're incorrect, then you get no points. So I'm trusting you to be honest with yourself, and I would sit tight until you're pretty confident before you write down your answer. Okay, so who am I? Clue one for 5 points. I was born in Wigan in 1968, and I'm currently employed as a goalkeeper coach in the Football League. Five points at stake if you're confident enough and can write down the name on that clue alone. Okay, we go on for 4 points. This might help you a little more. I made my debut for Manchester United in the 1986-87 season. I made my debut for Manchester United in the 1986-87 season. If you know it, write it down. If you don't know it, hold on, because you'll get nothing if you're wrong. Okay, for 3 points. I had loan spells with Oldham Athletic and Adrianians before joining Middlesbrough in 1995. I'll repeat that again. I had loan spells with Oldham Athletic and Adrianians before joining Middlesbrough in 1995. That's for 3 points. Have you got it yet? I think some of you may, but for those of you that haven't, we're going to 2 points now. And the next clue is, I played 44 times for Borough before signing for Bradford City in 1997. Again, I played 44 times for Borough before signing for Bradford City in 1997. Have you got it yet? If you've just identified it after that clue, you're going to get yourself 2 points. If you still haven't got it, here's your final clue. I played 128 times for the Bantams before I finished my playing career at my hometown club in 2003, and I latterly became the club's goalkeeper coach. So remember, I said he was born in Wigan in 1968 as the opening clue. And the final clue was, I played 128 times for the Bantams before I finished my playing career at my hometown club in 2003 and latterly became the club's goalkeeper coach. I hope you've got it by now. If you haven't, hit the pause button. We'll give you another 30 seconds thinking time and I'll be back with the answer. Okay, I hope you're able to identify the former goalkeeper and current goalkeeper concerned. The answer was Gary Walsh. Gary Walsh is currently the goalkeeping coach of West Bromwich Albion. So if you wrote down the name Gary Walsh after the first clue, you earned yourself 5 points. And if you did, again, I'm tipping my hat. After the second clue, you've earned yourself 4 points. On the third clue, 3 points. The fourth clue, 2 points. And if you had to wait to the end, 1 point. If you wrote down the wrong name, no points. And if you didn't write down anything at all, a big fat 0-2. So, the end of the second round, who am I? We're going to have a short pause and then we'll be back for round three, which is going to be Connect Four. Welcome back to round three. I trust you're enjoying this as much as I am. I hope it's helping you cope with the lockdown situation at home. So the Connect Four round, I'm going to give you 4 questions. The 4 questions will all be linked. The answers, sorry, to the 4 questions will all be linked in some way. And I'm looking for 2 points for each correct answer. And then a further 2 points if you can provide me with the link between the 4 answers. Okay, so question one in Connect Four. A current Championship goalkeeper coach who played for the club by which he is currently employed and numerous others, but most notably Coventry City, Celtic and Bradford City. So he's currently a Championship goalkeeper coach who played for the club where he's employed now. And he's played for numerous clubs, but most notably at Coventry, Celtic and Bradford for 2 points. Okay, for the next question, for another 2 points. A current Premier League goalkeeper who joined his current club from Millwall, having played almost 300 games for MK Dons. 2 points for that answer. Current Premier League goalkeeper who joined his Premier League club from Millwall, having played almost 300 games for MK Dons. I think that's a tap in for the goalkeeping fraternity, that one. So I'm hoping you got that one. Not the hardest question of the 70 down on the paper here. Okay, clue number three in the Connect Four round. A current Premier League goalkeeper, again, who joined his present club from Manchester City. Current Premier League goalkeeper who joined his present club from Manchester City. There's more than one answer there, so make sure you pick the right one. And you'll need to pick the right one, and you might need to work out the other three answers and the link between those three in order to get that question correct. Final question of the Connect Four round. A young French goalkeeper that is currently on loan at Racing Santander. I tried to pronounce Racing using my best Spanish accent. Hope you enjoyed that. Can you write down the name of the French goalkeeper, the young French goalkeeper that is currently on loan at Racing Santander? Okay, so by now I hope you've got your four answers or some of them written down. And I'd like to know, for a further 2 points, the link between all of those four goalkeepers. I'll give you a minute to finish putting your thoughts together and writing your answers down. So I'm looking for the four answers for 2 points each and an additional 2 points for the link between the four players. Okay, welcome back to the toughest goalkeeping quiz on the planet at the moment, but that's probably because it's the only one, so I might be bigging myself up a little bit too much there. So, Connect Four was the round that you've just been playing, and here are the answers. Okay, for 2 points, the current Championship goalkeeper coach, who played for the club by which he's currently employed, and numerous others, but most notably Coventry City, Celtic and Bradford City, was Jonathan Gould. So 2 points if you wrote down the name Jonathan Gould. The current Premier League goalkeeper who joined his club from Millwall, having played almost 300 games for Milton Keynes Dons, David Martin, is the answer for 2 points. 2 points if you put down David Martin. An easy one, that one. I think that would have been the equivalent of one slipping right through your fingers and trickling over the line if you haven't written down the name David Martin. The third one was slightly tricky, given the fact that there were at least two answers I can think of that applied here. The current Premier League goalkeeper who joined his present club from Manchester City. If you wrote down Joe Hart, meaning that he joined Burnley from Manchester City, that wasn't the answer I was looking for. I was looking for the name Angus Gunn. So if you wrote down the name Angus Gunn, there's 2 points there for you. And finally, the fourth question of the round, the young French goalkeeper that is currently on loan at Racing Santander. So the name of the young French goalkeeper is Luca Zidane. So we've got the names Jonathan Gould, David Martin, Angus Gunn, and Luca Zidane. So for an extra 2 points, they're yours if you identified the link between the four goalkeepers. Hope you're screaming at your device now. The link is, all have fathers who have been managers in the game. Bobby Gould, Alvin Martin, Brian Gunn managed Norwich City for a brief period, and Zinedine Zidane, of course, at Real Madrid. So if you managed to get all four answers, 8 points, congratulations, and a big pat on the back if you got all 10 and managed to put the link together that all have fathers that have been managers or are managers currently in the game. Congratulations to you. So we're on a little break, and then we're back with round 4, which is a real toughie, and it's called Have Gloves, We'll Travel. We'll see you in a moment. Welcome back. I hope you're enjoying the quiz thus far. I know it's a little tough so far, but you didn't want it to be boring and easy, did you? So this certainly, well, it may be boring, but it won't be easy, round 4. And that's Have Gloves, We'll Travel. I'm going to give you the years in which a goalkeeper's career began and ended, together with the clubs played for in chronological order during that time. And your job is to write down the name of that said goalkeeper. And some of these are tricky. And some of them played for so many clubs, I didn't even fit them onto the sheet in the column. So that may be a help or a hindrance. We'll see as we go along to you. Okay, so the first question, round 4, Have Gloves, We'll Travel. Career began in 1976 and ended in 1991. And the clubs are Millwall, Tampa Bay Rowdies, Sheffield United on loan, Charlton Athletic, Queen's Park Rangers, and Maidstone United. So it's 1976 to 1991. Write the clubs down, I'm sure it's going to help you. Millwall, Tampa Bay Rowdies, Sheffield United on loan, Charlton Athletic, Queen's Park Rangers, and Maidstone United. There's a big point at stake here, and that will be a hard-earned point, that one, for sure. Okay, next question, Have Gloves, Will Travel. Career began in 1970 and ended in 1997. The clubs are East Stirlingshire, Blackpool, Everton, Arsenal, Crystal Palace, Cardiff City, Blackpool again on loan, Hereford United, Merthyr Tydfil, and Inter Cardiff. So I'm looking for a goalkeeper whose career started 1970. Great year that, the year I was born. Not so great for most of you. And ended in 97. The clubs again, East Stirling, Blackpool, Everton, Arsenal, Crystal Palace, Cardiff City, Blackpool again on loan, Hereford United, Merthyr Tydfil, and Inter Cardiff. 1 point at stake again there. Okay, here we go. Third question of Have Gloves, Will Travel. Career starting 1992, ending in 2007. So spanning 1992 to 2007, the clubs are Manchester City, Bristol Rovers loan, Bolton Wanderers loan, Luton Town loan, before permanently at Southend United, Huddersfield Town, and Cardiff City. I'll repeat that again for you. 92 to 2007, Manchester City, Bristol Rovers, Bolton, Luton, all loans, Southend United, Huddersfield Town, Cardiff City. Okay, hope you've got that one. Don't know if I should be throwing out any additional clues at this point. Okay, next question. In Have Gloves Will Travel, 2000 to 2015. We've got Charlton Athletic, we've got Gillingham, we've got Blackburn Rovers, we've got Leeds United on loan, Leyton Orient on loan, Cardiff City on loan, Aberdeen, Ipswich Town, Cambridge United, Sutton United, Dartford, and Sutton United again. So we're talking Charlton Athletic, Gillingham, Blackburn Rovers, Leeds United, Leyton Orient, Cardiff City, Aberdeen, Ipswich Town, Cambridge United, Sutton United, Dartford, and then a return to Sutton United. I think perhaps the Gillingham-Blackburn combination might help the most in there for a lot of you. Okay. Next question, Have Gloves Will Travel, 1973 to 1994. And the clubs are West Ham United, Leyton Orient, Aston Villa, Leeds United, Luton Town on loan, Sheffield United, and finally Carlisle United. So began in 73 at West Ham United, should be a big clue. Followed a spell at Leyton Orient, Aston Villa, Leeds United, Luton Town on loan, Sheffield United on loan, and Carlisle United. For 1 point, who's the goalkeeper in question? Okay, so the next goalkeeper, he's played for that many clubs. You're going to need about 3 sheets of paper for this. There's your first clue, really. Career spanning 1990 to 2013, so a 23-year career. Beginning at Manchester United, Oldham Athletic loan, Macclesfield Town loan, Bury, Lincoln City loan, Altrincham loan, Lincoln City again, Darlington, Notts County, Oldham Athletic loan, Gillingham loan, Brentford loan, Sunderland, Rotherham, Chesterfield, Rotherham, Wigan, Ipswich loan, Burnley loan, Barnsley loan. An unbelievable amount of clubs. I'll recap that again. Just need to get my breath back for this one, I think. 1990 to 2013, Manchester United, Oldham Athletic loan, Macclesfield Town loan, Bury, Lincoln City loan, Altrincham loan, Lincoln City again, Darlington, Notts County, Oldham Athletic loan, Gillingham loan, Brentford loan, Sunderland, Rotherham United, Chesterfield, Rotherham United, Wigan Athletic, Ipswich Town on loan, Burnley loan, and finally Barnsley on loan. So a lot to take in there, but I think perhaps the bit in the middle might just help you identify the said goalkeeper. Okay, the next one, fortunately, is quite a little bit shorter. So we've got a goalkeeper 1988 to 2013, and the clubs read Wimbledon, Crystal Palace loan, Tottenham Hotspur, Chelsea, Leeds United, Doncaster Rovers, and AFC Wimbledon. That should be a gimme for you guys, I think. I'll recap that one. 1988 to 2013, Wimbledon, Crystal Palace loan, Tottenham Hotspur, Chelsea, Leeds United, Doncaster Rovers, AFC Wimbledon. Should be a gimme for this listenership that I have here of goalkeeping experts. I think you'll put that one away comfortably. Three more to go in the Have Gloves Will Travel round. The next one, beginning in 1989 and running through until 2019. I think he may still be registered as an emergency player at the club where he currently coaches. He's a Football League club, if that helps you. His career began in non-league with Heybridge Swifts before joining Southend United, Charlton Athletic, Leicester City, Brighton and Hove Albion, Manchester City, Queen's Park Rangers, Charlton Athletic, Luton Town on loan, Queen's Park Rangers again, the first one being a loan, they're now permanent, Gillingham, Brentford, and the current club, Gillingham. So let's just recap that for you again. 1989 to 2019, Heybridge Swifts, Southend United, Charlton Athletic, Leicester City, Brighton and Hove Albion on loan, Manchester City on loan, Queen's Park Rangers on loan, Charlton Athletic, Luton Town on loan, Queen's Park Rangers, Gillingham, Brentford and Gillingham again. Got a few names cropping up a couple of times there. I think given this guy's made his breakthrough in the 80s, he might be a fan of the Average White Band and have Let's Go Round again on his phone when he's working out. So here we go for the second to last question of the round. 1976 to 1994 we're looking for this time. And the clubs we're looking for are Sheffield Wednesday, Lincoln City on loan, Sunderland, Manchester United, Sheffield Wednesday, Leeds United on loan, and finally Leyton Orient. Sheffield Wednesday, Lincoln City on loan, Sunderland, Manchester United, Sheffield Wednesday again, Leeds United on loan, Leyton Orient. 1976 to 1994. I can remember this guy certainly playing in one League Cup final in his career. I won't give you the year because that might just help you a little too much. Okay, final one of the round. 10th question of the tough round. Have gloves, will travel. We're looking for a goalkeeper from 1990 to 2018. Began with Forth Wanderers before joining Meadowbank Thistle, who later became Livingston, Dundee, Celtic, Leicester City, Millwall on loan, Wycombe Wanderers on loan, Plymouth Argyle on loan, back to Dundee for a second spell, Forfar, and finally Arbroath. Big guy, big personality in the game, great guy. I'm sure you'll be able to identify this one. Okay, so there's the 10 questions from the Have Gloves, Will Travel round. And I have to say, they are tough. But let's hope with the 10 points at stake, you've been able to identify some of them. So, quick break and I'll be back with the answers. Okay. Thinking time over. Let's hope you're going to put a few more ticks on your sheets and 1 point against these questions. So the first one was 1976 to 1991. Remember the round, Have Gloves, Will Travel. And the goalkeeper for the first question concerned the clubs Millwall, Tampa Bay Rowdies, Sheffield United on loan, Charlton Athletic, Queen's Park Rangers and Maidstone United. In order to identify this goalkeeper, you'd have to have been a watcher of the game in the 70s and 80s for sure. And the name you were looking for, 1 point if you wrote down the name Nicky Johns. Nicky Johns. The second one, 1970 to 1997, East Stirling, Blackpool, Everton, Arsenal, Crystal Palace, Cardiff City, Blackpool on loan, Hereford United, Merthyr Tydfil and into Cardiff. 1 point if you identified George Wood, the Scottish international George Wood. Okay, number three in the round, from 1992 to 2007. And we're looking for Manchester City, Bristol Rovers on loan, Bolton Wanderers on loan, Luton Town on loan, Southend United, Huddersfield Town, and finally Cardiff City. 1 point to you, and congratulations if you wrote down the name of the current Swansea City and England goalkeeper coach, Martin Margotson. Okay, next question. 2000 to 2015, and the clubs were Charlton Athletic, Gillingham, Blackburn Rovers, Leeds United on loan, Leyton Orient on loan, Cardiff City on loan, Aberdeen, Ipswich Town, Cambridge United, Sutton United, Dartford, before ending at Sutton United. And a point for you if you identified the Peckham Prince, that is Jason Brown. 1 point for Jason Brown. Okay, 1973 to 1994 was the period that concerned the next goalkeeper on the list, and we had the clubs West Ham United, Leyton Orient, Aston Villa, Leeds United, Luton Town on loan, Sheffield United on loan, and Carlisle United. And I think this is possibly the easiest, or certainly one of the easiest of the round. 1 point if you wrote down the name Mervyn Day. Mervyn Day, the goalkeeper that played for West Ham in the 1975 FA Cup final before moving on to Leyton Orient and in competition with the great Nigel Spink at Aston Villa before ending up at Elland Road. Assistant manager at Charlton Athletic during their Premier League years with Alan Kirbishley, and more recently had been working at Bristol City as a scout or chief scout. I may be doing him a disservice. Apologies if that's the case, Merv. Okay, so the next one was concerning a period of 1990 to 2013, and we had an unbelievable list of clubs here. Manchester United, Oldham Athletic on loan, Macclesfield Town on loan, Bury, Lincoln City on loan, Altrincham on loan, Lincoln City, Darlington, Notts County, Oldham Athletic on loan, Gillingham on loan, Brentford on loan, Sunderland. But I think probably from this point on is where the real strong clues came. Rotherham United, Chesterfield, Rotherham United, Wigan Athletic, Ipswich Town on loan, Burnley on loan, Barnsley on loan. And 1 point if you identified the current Bolton Wanderers goalkeeper coach, Mike Pollitt. 1 point for Mike Pollitt. More clubs than Jack Nicklaus. Okay, next question. 1988 to 2013. Quite straightforward, this one, I think, for you guys. Wimbledon, Crystal Palace on loan, just one appearance. I was there, actually. Final day of the season at Queen's Park Rangers on the old plastic pitch for this goalkeeper. Then on to Tottenham Hotspur, Chelsea, Leeds United, Doncaster Rovers and AFC Wimbledon. 1 point if you identified Neil Sullivan. Neil Sullivan for 1 point. Okay, next one, 1989 to 2019, and I think pretty straightforward again. Heybridge Swifts, Sutton United, Charlton Athletic, Leicester City, Brighton and Hove Albion on loan, Manchester City on loan, Queen's Park Rangers initially on loan, Charlton Athletic again, Luton Town again on loan, sorry, not again, but Luton Town on loan, Queen's Park Rangers again permanently, Gillingham, Brentford, Gillingham. 1 point if you wrote the name Simon Royce. Simon Royce. If that's on your sheet of paper, 1 point for you. Okay, two more to go in this round. 1976 to 1994. Sheffield Wednesday, Lincoln City on loan. Sunderland, Manchester United, Sheffield Wednesday, Leeds United on loan, and Leyton Orient. Fairly straightforward, that one. 1 point if you entered the name on your sheet, Chris Turner. And the major final I was referring to was the Milk Cup. I think Sunderland were defeated by Norwich City 1985, I think, from memory. A deflected strike that came off Gordon Chisholm, the Sunderland central defender, and wrong-footed Chris Turner, who then went on to play for Manchester United during Ron Atkinson's reign at Old Trafford. 1 point for Chris Turner. Final one, 1990-2018. Fourth Wanderers, Meadowbank Thistle, who latterly became Livingston, Dundee, Celtic, Leicester City, Millwall on loan, Wycombe Wanderers, Plymouth Argyle on loan, Dundee again, Forfar and Arbroath. Big guy, big personality, great person. 1 point if you wrote down on your sheet Robert Douglas, the former Scotland international. So that's the end of the round. 10 real toughies there. And a lot for you to think about. That's probably the toughest round of the lot. We've still got a few rounds to go. We've got Everything Starts With Next, followed by European Cup and Champions League, World Cup keepers and FA Cup keepers to come. So we're going to take a break. Stay tuned. Welcome back. I hope you're enjoying it all so far. Staving off the lockdown boredom with goalkeeping and trivia. What could be better? Throwing this together, I hope you're enjoying it, as I say. If you're not, I'm sure you've switched off by now or fallen asleep. But here comes round five, and it's Everything Starts With. So everything will begin with the same letter here. So it'll be the surname of the goalkeepers concerned that you'll be identifying. They'll all start with the same letter. Okay, first question of the 10. He became the world's most expensive goalkeeper in 1989 when he moved from a third-tier club to a top-flight London club. Can you name him for 1 point? He became the world's most expensive goalkeeper in 89 when he moved from a third-tier club to a club in the old First Division, a London club. Can you name him? Seems incredible at this point that the world's most expensive goalkeeper could be transferred from a club in the third tier of the English game. But how times have changed. Okay, next question. The surname of Andy and David, who have both played in goal for Norwich City. The surname of Andy and David, who have both played in goal for Norwich City. That's a gimme. Okay, next question. Played for Crystal Palace in the 1997-98 Premier League season. Played for Crystal Palace in the 1997-98 Premier League season. Hope you got that one. Next question. The current Bournemouth goalkeeping coach. Played for Bournemouth 2. And is their current goalkeeping coach? Can you identify the name? Okay, next question. Started his career at Arsenal in 1988. Was registered to no less than 18 clubs and capped by Wales 5 times between 1996 and 1998. I'm putting this one in the top 10 of the most difficult questions here. For your 100 points, this will be one of the harder points that you'll earn in this quiz. I'll repeat that again. Started his career at Arsenal in 1988 and was registered to no less than 18 clubs and capped by Wales 5 times between 1996 and 1998. Proper tough question. Okay, next question. Recently signed for Blackpool, having had spells at Wrexham, Fleetwood Town, Preston North End and Hibernian, amongst others. Should be an easy one. Current question. Recently signed for Blackpool, having had spells at Wrexham, Fleetwood Town, Preston North End and Hibernian, amongst others. Okay, next one up is the current Coventry City number one. It's as simple as that. I need the surname of the current Coventry City number one. Remember the letter that it starts with if you're in any doubt. Okay, next question. Starred in the MLS last season and is now plying his trade in Denmark. So starred in the MLS last season. I think he was the MLS goalkeeper of the year and is now plying his trade currently in Denmark. 1 point if you can identify the goalkeeper concerned. Should be straightforward, I think. How are we doing so far? I hope you're finding this a little easier than the last round. To have gloves will travel. That was the equivalent of a goalkeeping nightmare. Anyway, two to go. Here's the penultimate question of the round. The goalkeeping brothers playing at Premier League and League One clubs currently. Can you name the two goalkeeping brothers? Well, I just want the surname, actually, of the two goalkeeping brothers currently playing at Premier League and League One clubs. Should be easy, that one, I think. And the last one, it's not an easy one, this, I have to say. Listen carefully. A career spanning 1986 to 2008. He appeared for 17 of the 19 clubs to which he was registered. He made 446 appearances, most notably for Leicester City 46, Stoke City 149 and Chesterfield 112. Use that initial letter to help you identify this one. I'll give you that again. Career starting 1986, finishing 2008. He was registered to 19 clubs. He appeared for 17 of them. He's made 446 appearances, 46 for Leicester, 149 for Stoke, and 112 for Chesterfield. And that's the final question of the round. Everything starts with. I'm hoping you identified the first key initial very quickly, and that made it a smooth ride from there. We're going to take a quick break and I'll be right back with the answers. Welcome back. We've now gone through round five, everything starts with, and I'll give you 1 point for each of these answers. 10 points at stake in this round. Here we go. He became the world's most expensive goalkeeper in 1989 when he moved from a third-tier club to a top-flight London club. The answer was Nigel Martin. 1 point for Nigel Martin. He left Bristol Rovers to join Crystal Palace for £1 million, became the world's first £1 million goalkeeper, leaving a third-tier club at the time. How things are so different now. The surname of Andy and David, who have both played in goal for Norwich City, should be an easy one for you guys. That's Marshall, Andy Marshall, David Marshall. Played for Crystal Palace in the 97-98 Premier League season. Kevin Miller. 1 point if you got Kevin Miller. Current Bournemouth goalkeeper coach, former Bournemouth goalkeeper, Neil Moss. Neil Moss. 1 point for Neil Moss. Started his career at Arsenal in 1988. He was registered to no less than 18 clubs and capped by Wales five times between 96 and 98. Possibly the toughest question of the round and in the top 10 toughies on the list here. 1 point and a real pat on the back, feather in your cap if you identified Andy Marriott. Andy Marriott was the correct answer there, and that's a toughie. Well done you if you wrote down Andy Marriott. Recently signed for Blackpool, having had spells at Wrexham, Fleetwood Town, Preston North End and Hibernian amongst others. Chris Maxwell for 1 point. Should be straightforward for you guys. Very current. As is the next one, Coventry City's number one. Coventry City's current number one, Marco Morosi. Marco Morosi for 1 point. Starred in the MLS last season, now plying his trade in Denmark. Vito Mannoni. You've earned yourself a point for the answer. Vito Mannoni. Goalkeeping brothers, currently playing at League One and Premier League clubs. Again, should be easy, very current. The name you were looking for was Moore, Simon Moore of Sheffield United, and his brother Stuart of MK Dons. Two great lads for anyone that knows them. Absolutely super lads and goalkeepers. Final question of the round was a career spanning 1986 to 2008. He appeared for 17 of the 19 clubs to which he was registered. He made 446 appearances, most notably Leicester City 46, Stoke City 149 and Chesterfield 112. Well done if you identified Cole Muggleton. Cole Muggleton was the final answer of the round. So how are you doing so far? No one said it was easy, did they? And it's certainly not. But we'll be back in just a second with the next round, which is European Cup and Champions League. European Cup and Champions League right after the break. Welcome back. Hope you're still with me. Are you still awake? Wake up. I said, are you still awake? Right, here we go. We're pressing on with European Cup and Champions League goalkeeper-related questions. We've got 10 more questions this round, and I'll let you know the points at stake as we go. So the first question is, how many different goalkeepers have appeared for Liverpool in European Cup or Champions League finals since 1976? How many different goalkeepers have appeared for Liverpool in European Cup or Champions League finals since 1976? There's only 1 point on offer here for that question. Probably been a bit mean there. I'm not making you name them all. I just want the total. So you might be able to guess your way through that, even if you don't know them all. Okay, next one is, name the goalkeeper in his club. I want the goalkeeper in his club this time. The goalkeeper saved all four Barcelona penalties in the 1986 European Cup final penalty shootout following a 0-0 draw after extra time. Barcelona were managed by Terry Venables at the time. This goalkeeper and this club triumphed this night, winning the European Cup as it was then. And this guy saved all four Barcelona penalties in this final of 1986 in the shootout. I want 1 point for the goalkeeper and 1 point for the club. I think the goalkeeper's name may be in the top five hardest questions of this fiendishly difficult quiz. Okay, next question. Name the two goalkeepers who appeared for the winners of the 1982 European Cup final. So you'll have to know your history a little bit on this one. The two goalkeepers who appeared for the winners of the 1982 European Cup final. One of the goalkeepers went off with an injury early in the first half and was replaced. And I won't give you any more than that, but it was certainly a big night in European Cup final history. Okay, next question. How many finals has Edwin van der Sar played in this competition and how many has he won? So how many finals, European Cup or Champions League finals, has Edwin van der Sar played in and how many has he won? There's 2 points at stake there. One for the number of finals and one for the number Edwin van der Sar has won. Okay, Peter Shilton. Next question. Peter Shilton, the great Peter Shilton, played for Nottingham Forest in two finals. How many goals did he concede across both finals for 1 point? How many goals did Peter Shilton concede across the two finals he played in for Nottingham Forest, 1979 and 1980? One point there. Next question. Name Porto's victorious goalkeeper in the 2004 final. So the Porto goalkeeper in 2004 when they won the Champions League final. Okay, hope you've got that one. The next question. Another toughie, this one. You'll have to know your history. Who was the Leeds United goalkeeper in their 2-0 defeat to Bayern Munich in 1975? I'll repeat that. Who was the Leeds United goalkeeper in their 2-0 defeat to Bayern Munich in 1975? Next one's a little more straightforward. Which goalkeeper earned a hat-trick of successive winners' medals in the competition? Which goalkeeper has earned a hat-trick of successive winners' medals in the competition? Should be quite straightforward, that one. Fairly recent and fairly straightforward for 1 point. Okay, everything is 1 point so far in the round, apart from the question regarding the two goalkeepers in the 82 final and the 86 final club and goalkeeper for the triumphant team that saved all the penalties in the shootout. And there was 2 points also around the Edwin van der Sar question for the number of finals he's played in and the number that he's won. We'll recap that in just a moment. A few more questions to go in the round. Two more questions, in fact. Who was the victorious goalkeeper in the 2010 European Champions League final who went on to play in the Premier League? Victorious goalkeeper in the 2010 final who latterly went on and played in the Premier League. Tricky. If you know the winners of the 2010 final, pretty straightforward. If you don't, very tricky. Final question of the round on European Cup and Champions League goalkeepers. Which goalkeeper was sent off in the 2006 final? Again, shouldn't be too tough. Which goalkeeper was sent off in the 2006 Champions League final? So there are your 10 questions on the European Cup and Champions League goalkeepers, and the answers are coming up in just a second. Right, here we go. How did you do? Let's find out. Okay, first question of the round. How many different goalkeepers have appeared for Liverpool in the European Cup or Champions League finals since 1976? For 1 point, the answer was 6. Ray Clements, Bruce Grobbelaar, Jerzy Dudek. Remember that very fondly. Pepe Reina, Loris Karius and Alisson Becker are the 6 goalkeepers. 1 point if you got 6 on your sheet. Okay, next question. Name the goalkeeper who saved all 4 Barcelona penalties in the 1986 European Cup final penalty shootout following a 0-0 draw after extra time. Tough one this, I think. The club concerned was Steaua Bucharest for 1 point, and a really top 1 point, big feather in your cap if you entered on your sheet the name Helmut Dukadam. Helmut Dukadam saved all 4 penalties from Barcelona that night and wrote his name into European Cup folklore. Talking of which, the next question the same. The two goalkeepers who appeared for the winners of the 1982 European Cup final, the winners were Aston Villa, and that was the night that Nigel Spink, a rookie, was forced to replace Jimmy Rimmer, who left the field early in the first half with a neck injury. Spink was an untried young keeper, had virtually nil in terms of experience of playing first team matches, let alone a European Cup final. Again, it just shows you how times have changed. But Spink was the hero of the hour as Villa defeated Bayern Munich by a 2-0 in Rotterdam. So 2 points at stake there if you identified Jimmy Rimmer and Nigel Spink. Jimmy Rimmer and Nigel Spink the two goalkeepers there. So the next question was around Edwin van der Sar. How many finals has he played in and how many has he won? 2 points at stake again here. He's played in 4 finals and 2 victories for Edwin van der Sar. Once with Ajax and once with Manchester United against Chelsea in 2008. Beaten twice with Manchester United in the final. So 2 points there at stake, 1 point for each of those two facts. Peter Shilton has played for Nottingham Forest in 2 finals. How many goals did he concede across both finals? For 1 point, the answer was none. Clean sheets in both for Peter the Great, as you might expect. 1-0 victory over Malmo in 79 with Trevor Francis' header at the back post. And a 1-0 victory over Hamburg in 1980. I think it might have been John Robertson that night for Forest, but I remember Schultz pulling out the stops and winning the accolades for his performance. So 1 point if you answered that correctly. Name Porto's victorious goalkeeper in the 2004 final. 1 point if you identified Vita Baia. Vita Baia earns you 1 point. Who was the Leeds United goalkeeper in their 2-0 defeat to Bayern Munich in the 75 final? Toughy this one, I think. Only people of a certain age, perhaps born in the 60s or 70s, might just about know this one. You might have thought it might be Gary Sprake, or you might have thought David Harvey. The answer was David Stewart. David Stewart for 1 point. And a very well-earned 1 point that would be, if you have that correct. Which goalkeeper had a hat-trick of successive winners' medals in the competition? It's fairly recent. Real Madrid was the club in question, and the goalkeeper was Keylor Navas. 1 point for Keylor Navas. Who was the victorious keeper in the 2010 final who went on to play in the Premier League? The 2010 winners were Inter Milan, and the goalkeeper concerned was Julio Cesar, the Brazilian, who joined Queen's Park Rangers further on. And 1 point for identifying Julio Cesar. And the last question of the round was which goalkeeper was sent off in the 2006 final? The answer to your question was Jens Lehmann of Arsenal against Barcelona. Jens Lehmann for 1 point. So, how did you do? Some tricky ones in there. Some more straightforward bits and pieces. We've just got 2 rounds to go, if you're still with me. We've got World Cup keepers and FA Cup goalkeepers still left. Join me after the break. Welcome back. 2 rounds to go. I hope you're still with me. I hope you're still enjoying it. And I hope you've got plenty of answers right. So, World Cup keepers, the penultimate round of the ultimate goalkeeping trivia quiz here. Well, it might be ultimate for this week. If you like it enough, there might be another ultimate version next week. You'll have to let me know. Okay, round 7. Here we go. World Cup keepers. Which keeper signed for Queen's Park Rangers after starring for Czechoslovakia in the 1990 World Cup final in Italy? Which keeper signed for Queen's Park Rangers after starring for Czechoslovakia in the 1990 World Cup finals, not the final itself, finals, the competition in Italy? Next one up. Who was the French goalkeeper who appeared in all the games in the 1986 World Cup? 1986 World Cup, French goalkeeper. Next one concerns an English goalkeeper. After Gordon Banks was taken ill, who played for England in the 1970 World Cup quarter-final defeat to West Germany? Even if you weren't around then, it was the year of my birth, but I'm sure you will have seen this played many times if you're a younger listener. Went on to have a career in goalkeeper coaching, one of the first real goalkeeper coaches. Not the greatest night of his life, and sadly, as you know, with goalkeepers, they're remembered by their mistakes more than their achievements, and this has been the case in terms of his England career for this particular goalkeeper, who had an outstanding career at club level. So 1 point if you can identify the goalkeeper after Gordon Banks was taken ill that played for England in the 1970 World Cup quarter-final defeat to West Germany. Next one's a tricky one, I think. Which South African goalkeeper was sent off in their World Cup Group A clash with Uruguay in 2010 after bringing down Luis Suarez? I think you'll all be looking at him thinking, yeah, I could see him, but what's his name? Which South African goalkeeper was sent off in their World Cup Group A clash with Uruguay in 2010 after bringing down Luis Suarez for 1 point? Okay, this one is an absolute rascal. So, possibly the toughest question of the whole lot in the ultimate goalkeeper trivia quiz. I'd like to know the name of the goalkeeper who appeared for New Zealand in the 1982 World Cup Finals. The 1982 World Cup Finals with New Zealand. The name of the goalkeeper for 1 point. That's not easy. Okay. The next question is, who were the three goalkeepers in England's 1986 World Cup squad in Mexico? Names of the three goalkeepers in 1986 that Bobby Robson took to the World Cup in Mexico. I can tell you that Martin Hodge, then of Sheffield Wednesday, was the standby goalkeeper. But I'd like to know the names of the three goalkeepers that went. Giving you 3 points for the goalkeepers of the England World Cup squad, because I've asked you for three separate answers. So 3 points on offer there. Should be reasonably straightforward. I'd be pretty confident on two of them. One of them might pose a little more difficulty for some of you. Okay, the name of the goalkeeper I want to know next that played for Brazil in the final of the 2002 World Cup final. The Brazilian goalkeeper that played in 2002, the World Cup final was in Japan and Korea. I'm not sure where the final was held from memory. 2-0 victory for Brazil over Germany with Oliver Kahn in goal for the losing finalists. So, I've asked you who played in goal for Brazil in the 2002 World Cup final. Here is another absolute tough question, this one. Can you name the three goalkeepers for 3 points in the Northern Ireland World Cup squad of 1982? The three goalkeepers in the Northern Ireland World Cup squad of 1982. One of them was one of the biggest names in goalkeeping, and I'm sure you'll find that quite straightforward. The second one had a very good career. The third one, I don't think, played outside of Northern Ireland. So it's a very, very tough question. But for goalkeeping aficionados, yeah, might be possible. Just might be possible. Okay, that was 3 points at stake there. Just 1 point at stake for the next one, and fairly straightforward for people of a certain age. Who was Argentina's World Cup winning goalkeeper in 1978? The name of Argentina's World Cup winning goalkeeper in 1978. Okay, if you've managed to identify Argentina's World Cup winning goalkeeper for 1 point, we're on to the next question. The next question is, who were the three goalkeepers chosen by Scotland for their 1998 World Cup squad? 3 points at stake. Not an easy question, this one, I think. One or two, maybe, but all three. People may be a little confused. That is the final question of the round. The three goalkeepers chosen by Scotland. I think Craig Brown was the manager at the time for their 1998 World Cup squad. 3 points at stake. Okay, how did you do? How did you do? Because they were some straightforward ones, I'd say, and a few toughies in there as well. So we had how many points at stake there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 9, 12, 13, 16 points at stake in that round for the World Cup keepers. Hope you did well. I'm going to give you the answers just after this break. Welcome back. Let's see how you did. Just one round to go. We're getting to the climax of the most exciting thing that's happened in the last fortnight. Well, it is for me anyway. Here we go. World Cup keepers. Which keeper signed for Queen's Park Rangers after starring for Czechoslovakia at the 1990 World Cup in Italy for 1 point? Jan Stachkal. Jan Stachkal for 1 point. Who was the French goalkeeper at the 1986 World Cup finals? The answer for 1 point, Joël Batz. Joël Batz. After Gordon Banks was taken ill, who played for England in the 1970 World Cup quarterfinal defeat to West Germany? England leading 2-0 and being beaten 3-2 and losing their grip on the World Cup. The goalkeeper concerned was the cat himself, Peter Bonetti. Peter Bonetti for 1 point. Which South African goalkeeper was sent off in their World Cup Group A clash with Uruguay in 2010 after bringing down Luis Suarez? This is a toughie. A real toughie again. But if you said Itumilenkune, you've earned yourself 1 point. And many congratulations if you did. I think this next one, as I said, possibly the toughest question of the lot that have been thrown at you and will be thrown at you in this competition. The New Zealand goalkeeper at the 1982 World Cup finals for 1 point, the hardest 1 point anyone will have ever earned in their life, Frank Van Hattem. Frank Van Hattem. If you've got Frank Van Hattem, go and have a lie down in a dark room because you probably need some help. Okay, here we go. So, I asked you to name the three goalkeepers in England's 1986 World Cup squad that Bobby Robson took to Mexico. 1 point for Peter Shilton. Easy, easy. 1 point for Chris Woods. And 1 point for the then Manchester United goalkeeper, Gary Bailey. Gary Bailey. So 3 points at stake there. 1 point for Shilton, 1 point for Woods, 1 point for Bailey. Son of Roy Bailey, the former goalkeeper, also who played and served, I think, Ipswich Town and Crystal Palace, amongst others. Okay, so we wanted to know who played for Brazil in the final 2002 World Cup final. 1 point if you gave me the name Marcos. 1 point for Marcos on your sheet of paper. Okay, here comes an absolute beast of a question and possibly a real, real tough one. I asked you to name the three goalkeepers that were selected by Billy Bingham for Northern Ireland in their 1982 World Cup squad. 3 points at stake. 1 point for Pat Jennings. I'm pretty confident most of you have got that. 1 point for the Middlesbrough stalwart, Jim Platt. I think some of you all know that one. But if you've got the third one, and the name is George Dunlop, many, many congratulations again. And try and seek help at your earliest convenience. I'm ashamed to know that I knew that, hence why I wrote the question. Okay, right, on we go. This one's a little bit more comfortable, let's say, in the comfort zone. Who was Argentina's World Cup winning goalkeeper of 78? The answer for 1 point was Ubaldo Filiol. Ubaldo Filiol. Spelled F-I-L-L-O-L. If you remember him, in those days of Mario Kempes and Leopoldo Luque and Ardiles and Villa and so on. If you identified Ubaldo Filiol, you earned yourself a point there. So the next one, a little more tricky, and I think we'll have caught one or two of you out this one. I certainly would have been, I think, on this. There were three goalkeepers chosen by Scotland. I think Craig Brown was the coach at the time for the 98 World Cup squad in France. I asked you to name all three. 1 point for each of these. If you'd have written the name Andy Gorham, as I would have been tempted, you would be incorrect. The three names, 1 point for each, were Jim Leighton, Neil Sullivan and Jonathan Gould, whose names cropped up previously in the quiz. Gouldie, if you're listening, I hope you're enjoying it. Okay, here we go. Final round coming up then. So, how did you do? Did you do all right? Were you happy with your performance thus far? Or are you going to be marking it, could do better? We've got the final round to come after the break, and this is around FA Cup goalkeepers. Some tricky ones, some more, what I would say, comfortable, should be relatively easy for a few of you. And we've got 10 questions left in the quiz, so join me after the break for the final 10 questions on FA Cup goalkeepers. Okay, welcome back. You're still here. I must be doing something right. I thought I'd just do this for fun, but maybe I found my vocation after all. Need to stop selling goalkeeper gloves. Okay, here we go. So, the final round of 10 questions is on FA Cup goalkeepers. FA Cup goalkeepers. I'll let you know if there's more than a point at stake. There is three of the questions have more than 1 point at stake, so I'll call them as we go. Okay, for 1 point, there's a good 1 point you'll gain if you know the answer to this one. Name the former Blackburn Rovers man who played in goal for Wrexham in the 1992 giant killing of Arsenal. Mickey Thomas and all that, if you can remember that. The name of the former Blackburn Rovers goalkeeper who kept goal for Wrexham in the 1992 giant killing of Arsenal for 1 point. For another point, what connects Dave Besant and Mark Crossley in this competition? Two great goalkeeping names, Dave Besant and Mark Crossley. What connects Dave Besant and Mark Crossley in this competition? Okay, number three in the FA Cup goalkeepers round. This will be one, if you've got a good memory, it should be quite straightforward. The FA Cup final in 1990 went to a replay. The winners fielded a different goalkeeper in the replay to the final on the Saturday. Can you name both for 2 points? I'm not going to give you the teams because I think that would make it too straightforward. But if you know your FA Cup history, I think you'll get that one for 2 points. Both goalkeepers. I need the name of both goalkeepers. Okay, here's another one for the specialists amongst you. Who kept goal for Sunderland in the 1992 FA Cup final defeat against Liverpool? I think it was 2-0 Liverpool were the victors by it. And I think Michael Thomas scored both the goals for Liverpool in the final at Wembley. But I want to know who kept goal for Sunderland in that 92 FA Cup final for 1 point. Next question. Which goalkeeper was stretchered off in the 2003 FA Cup final? Game was played in Cardiff. I was present for this one. Which goalkeeper was stretchered off in the 2003 final for 1 point? Okay, we've got 3 points at stake for the next question. If you're a Tottenham Hotspur fan or related person, you might find this one quite simple. If you're not, it's going to be a test for you. So Tottenham Hotspur won the FA Cup in 1981, 1982 and 1991. If you're a fan of Chas and Dave, you'll know that for sure. But can you name the three goalkeepers that played in those finals? 3 points at stake, 1 point for each. So I want to know who played for Tottenham Hotspur in the 1981 FA Cup final against Manchester City. I want to know who played in the 1982 FA Cup final against Queen's Park Rangers. Both games went to replays, and the 1991 victory over Nottingham Forest. 1 point for each goalkeeper. 3 points in total. One for the older audience here. Can you name the goalkeeper who made two errors for Fulham in the 1975 final, which led to a 2-0 defeat at the hands of West Ham United? I think Alan Taylor, from memory, scored both the goals for West Ham. But I want to know the name of the Fulham goalkeeper in the 1975 FA Cup final at Wembley. Okay, just three questions left. Here we go. Which goalkeeper appeared in three consecutive finals between 1978 and 1980? Again, for those that know their FA Cup history, should be able to identify this guy very easily indeed. So he appeared in three consecutive finals between 1978 and 1980 for 1 point. Okay, we've got just two questions now. Here's the penultimate question of the quiz. If you're still with me, what are you doing? But if you're still enjoying it, I'm happy for you. Okay, so here we go. Final two questions. What connects the two goalkeepers that played in the 1987 final between Coventry City and Tottenham Hotspur? I want to know the names of both the goalkeepers and the connection for 3 points. 1 point for one goalkeeper, 1 point for the other goalkeeper, 1 point for the connection. 3 points at stake. And your final question of this epic quiz, and I'm going to need to lie down very shortly. Which England international goalkeeper was on the wrong end of an FA Cup giant killing by the then non-league Lincoln City in the fifth round of the FA Cup in 2017? So, which England international goalkeeper was on the wrong end of an FA Cup giant killing in 2017 by the then non-league Lincoln City in the fifth round of the competition for 1 point? Okay. That is your lot. I'm coming back with your answers, and then that'll give you your chance to tot up your final scores. Let me know how you did. So the answers will be with you right after this. Okay, here we go. FA Cup goalkeepers, the final round of answers. I asked you to name the former Blackburn Rovers man that played in goal for Wrexham in the 1992 giant killing of Arsenal. I'm awarding you 1 point if you wrote on your sheet of paper the name Vince O'Keefe. Vince O'Keefe is the answer for 1 point. Second question. What connects Dave Besant and Mark Crossley in this competition? Should be an easy one, this, for 1 point. And the answer was they both saved penalties in the final. They both saved penalties in the FA Cup final. Next question was, the 1990 FA Cup final went to a replay. The winners fielded a different goalkeeper in that replay to the final on the Saturday. And I asked you to name both goalkeepers for 2 points. Manchester United were the victors, defeating Crystal Palace, much to my chagrin. And the two goalkeepers involved were Jim Leighton, who played on the Saturday in the 3-3 draw, was famously axed by Alex Ferguson in a ruthless fashion in favour of the late Les Seeley, who played in the 1-0 victory on the Thursday evening and wrote his name into FA Cup folklore. So 2 points there, one for Jim Leighton, one for Les Seeley. Okay, here we go. Who kept goal for Sunderland in the 1992 FA Cup final defeat against Liverpool? Tricky one this, I think. But 1 point if you put down on your piece of paper, Tony Norman. Tony Norman, the former Hull City goalkeeper, for 1 point. I asked you which goalkeeper was stretchered off in the 2003 final in Cardiff. Arsenal 1-0 victors over Southampton, and 1 point if you wrote down on your sheet of paper the name Antti Niemi. Antti Niemi for 1 point. Tottenham Hotspur were the subject of the next question. They won the FA Cup in 1981, 82 and 91. I asked you to name the three goalkeepers that played in those finals. 3 points at stake here. 1 point for Milia Aleksić, the late Milia Aleksić, former Luton Town goalkeeper. 1 point for Ray Clements. And 1 point for Eric Torsved. So 3 points at stake there. Hope you're able to identify all three. I asked you to name the goalkeeper who played for Fulham in the 1975 final defeat to West Ham United. And 1 point is yours if you could give me the name Peter Meller. If you're able to write Peter Meller, 1 point for you. Okay, which goalkeeper appeared in three consecutive finals between 1978 and 1980? 1 point again. Should be an easy one this if you put down the name Pat Jennings. Pat Jennings for 1 point. Arsenal defeated 1-0 by Ipswich Town, 78. 3-2 victors over Manchester United a year later in 79. And losers again in 1980, 1-0 at the hands of West Ham United. 1 point for Pat Jennings. And the penultimate question of the quiz was, what connects the two goalkeepers that played in the 1987 final between Coventry City and Tottenham Hotspur? I asked you to identify the goalkeepers and the connection for 3 points. 1 point for Ray Clements, another point for Steve Ogrizovich, and another point if you identified they were both former Liverpool goalkeepers. And the last question of the competition and the round was a tricky one, I think, because it was fairly recent. 2017 FA Cup, fifth round. I asked you which England international goalkeeper was on the wrong end of an FA Cup giant killing by the then non-league Lincoln City. And the answer was Tom Heaton, then playing for Burnley, who were beaten 1-0 by Lincoln City at Turf Moor. So Tom Heaton is the answer for 1 point. Okay, so that's it for the first ever Sales Goalkeeper Products podcast and the ultimate goalkeeper quiz. So how did you do? Did you enjoy it? Let us know, A, how you did, and B, whether you enjoyed it. And perhaps if you want more, we might record one or two more whilst we're in this current situation, being starved of our usual fix of football. So let us know your scores. I think if you got over 90, we'll call you an international star. I think over 80, you're definitely Premier League quality. Championship material over 70, I'd say. A decent League One level over 60. Over 50, you've made it as a pro into League Two. If you've got under 50 points from the 100 at stake, then if I was your teacher marking your homework, it would be please see me or must do better. So keep striving to get yourself into a position where you can claim league status. But most of all, it was all about the enjoyment and the taking part. So I hope you did enjoy it. I apologise for having to listen to a very terrible South London accent that I've done my best to disguise for the last couple of hours or so. But I hope, as I said, you enjoyed it, and I apologise for the rather thrown together production, and that not everything is absolutely perfect and polished in the way I'd like it to be. But it was really just a case of putting something together for you guys to enjoy during this time. So thanks again for taking part. If you were wondering why I chose to put the quiz out via a podcast option, given the current lockdown and no access to my barber, it was never a serious choice to go with Instagram Live. I'm sure you'll understand that, and many of you will be in the same position. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. I'm glad you're still awake, and let's hope we can do it again together very soon. Until then, stay safe, follow the guidelines. Bye-bye, everybody.